Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of five amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Hey, this is Caleb with a K from People and Songs, and you're listening to Conclave Radio.
And this is another episode of Conclave Radio. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
That's okay, but we're live.
And we can't blame it on Michelle.
Yeah, we can. This is all Casey today.
Oh!
Okay. You want to redo that?
Yeah, we can try. I mean, the music's still playing. We just can't hear it. Not in the line.
Okay. Well. Led astray.
It's okay. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Welcome to another edition of
Conclave Radio.
Wow, there's just three of us.
Yeah, there's just three of us right now.
Didn't
and,
have as much
well, three
emphasis.
Of us and someone on call.
Ooh, we hadn't had a caller in a long time.
I know. Everyone who's listening or watching, we would like to introduce to you Caleb with a K from People and Songs.
So we missed you, Caleb. We wish you were still here with us. Everyone has still been talking about an amazing weekend.
We still have that Jesus high going on just from Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Heck yeah.
So where are you now?
So we are now in a place called Sherman, Texas at a ranch where we are rehearsing. We're rehearsing all day. We're playing at a conference called Linger. It's the Linger Conference. It's put on by guys named Shane and Shane. Basically, it's in Dallas, and it's basically a place where leaders of the church will come and just get to linger in the presence of the Lord. So it'll be a really cool thing.
It's quite awesome. Possibly one of the coolest names for our conferences, because at Conclave, when we hang out afterwards, we call it a Linger Longer. And so I was on the Linger website today looking for Linger merch. I was
hoping
to find a Linger merch, like t-shirt or something, because I think that would be pretty cool. So, but I saw the lineup, and man, it's like the who's who. It's going to be a great couple days.
Well, I was about to ask, is it better than Metro or not? You can be honest.
Oh, no, this is this is like big speakers and artists.
We were nothing compared to that.
Well, I mean, they were the main attraction. There's like
we're all equal in God's eyes.
We're all equal in God's eyes.
Come on.
Right. Well, so it's completely different. So
yes.
it's really cool. This is People and Songs' sixth year.
Wow.
Being a part of the conference, and I think it's the conference's sixth year. So they've been a part of it since the very beginning. And we do a thing. It's really interesting. So yeah, there's the main stage where there's big speakers. There's artists that are also playing, like Lauren Daigle and Phil Wickham and Shane and Shane, and I think last year Brooklyn Tabernacle was there.
Jimmy Needham is going to be there, right?
Yeah, Jimmy Needham's been there a few years.
I'm a big fan of Jimmy Needham. Now he's actually speaking, right? Because I only know Jimmy Needham as the artist. I never heard him as the preacher.
Right, so he actually has done a lot of spoken words and things in the past, and some cool creative elements, and he's actually really, really good at that stuff. So I'm not sure if he's speaking or what he's doing. He's done kind of like a mixed role in the past. So
yeah, I follow him on the Twitter machine, and on the Twitter machine he acted like he was speaking there, because it was so funny, because I saw y'all's blurb about it, and then I was seeing his about going to be at the Linger Conference, and so I thought that was kind of interesting. But I thought he said something about speaking. Anyways, I've never heard him speak before. Man, he's a great musician, artist. But so y'all just moved on from us. That's what we were talking about. That some of us were talking about this morning. That man, y'all, because y'all just left Louisiana a day or two ago.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, it's super cool. So that song that we wrote while we were there.
Mm-hmm.
We actually ended up doing that for a crowd that, you know, obviously wasn't a part of our awesome weekend that we had there. Uh-huh. We played that in Louisiana, and it was like we told people we were singing new songs, and kind of sat down, and then we hit that first chorus, and mm-hmm. man, that song that we wrote with you guys, like, man, it felt like just anointing sweeping the room. Man, it was like, it was unbelievable. So that was super cool. So we didn't necessarily just like leave y'all in the dust. We're bringing you with us everywhere we go now. So
yeah, that's really awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Now, is that an often thing for you guys? Like, you write a song like almost everywhere you go, or is that like certain conferences? Or?
No, I mean, it just depends on what we're doing. Like, if there's a conference where we're actually songwriting, then absolutely, that's what we do.
Right.
It's not all the time. I mean, it's very rare actually that you write a song with 70 people in the room and it turns out awesome. So that was actually super cool, and we're just interested in the way that God kind of dropped that in the room. So it was cool.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So I actually have a question for you, and I wanted to ask y'all this. You know, when y'all were doing the Q&A. Okay. So I wanted to ask, I mean, you were just carrying the mics. I guess we'll just settle for you now, but no, seriously, man. Like, when y'all are traveling from location to location, and y'all obviously praise and worship the way you do, is this like an everyday thing for y'all? I mean, do y'all constantly ride this Jesus high?
So here's kind of like People in Song's heart is like the utmost amount of integrity. Like,
People and that shines through, by the way. That absolutely shines through.
Shine through, Chris.
Like People in Songs that you guys see on stage, like, we basically, like, we've been doing that all day. Like, it's just like we walk onto a stage, and it's an extension of what we do. Like, we worship together, we pray together, we talk about what the Lord's doing collectively, like what we feel like the Lord's been trying to say. And a lot of times it's cool to see how, like, man, maybe the Lord's saying something to this person, and that, you know, another person's like, man, I feel like the Lord's saying the same thing to me. And so just the unity that the Spirit brings to this group of people is amazing. So when we walk on stage, you're seeing the same exact people, like, on and off the stage. I'm blown away by it, because I'm not with them all the time. I don't live in the house with them, but I know from the times that I have been at the house, they're the exact same people. And what you see on a stage is just an extension of just mm-hmm. their everyday life.
That's awesome.
Super cool.
Well, we have something fun we want to do with you, Caleb.
On our
show, our Conclave Radio show, we've been doing it, a year and a half-ish, something like that, Casey?
Yeah, a year and a half. It's been a hot minute since we've had guests.
So we used to have guests a lot, and we do this something called Five Random Questions, where we will ask you five random questions. We'll give you the chance to, and that's how you're graded by being a guest on the show. Like, we've had some people that really tank because, like, they just give, like, one-word answers. And then some people, they really elaborate, or they give interesting answers. And so if you would be down for it, we thought we would play five random questions with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You just have to be prepared for five random answers.
That's perfect.
That's what
perfect.
We're
doing. Perfect.
You got some bonus points already.
Yes.
Now, normally, we weren't really planning on doing five random questions with you. So, and normally Casey is who starts the show, but Casey, I don't know if you have one ready, because I've got one.
I got two phones in my hand, so okay. I'm going to let. All right. Can I ask the big one, or is that what you
want? You can ask the big one.
Okay,
All right,
yes.
So I'll ask my first one. And Blake, do you have one that you could do?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so this is Clint coming to you, Caleb. Here we go. So, if you could only use one condiment the rest of your life, what condiment would it be, and why?
Let me just make sure. I have a quick answer, but I want to make sure that my answer is correct. So I would say definitely ranch dressing.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's a good
answer. Ranch dressing, I mean, I grew up in Nashville, and we put ranch on things, you know, like mashed potatoes and pizza.
Yeah.
But I now live in the Midwest in South Dakota, where we actually put ranch on literally everything.
That's my kind of place.
You imagine it. Like, there's no marinara sauce when you order mozzarella sticks. It's ranch.
That's awesome.
Chicken tenders, It's not honey mustard that comes with it. It's ranch.
It's ranch.
Now, literally every single little thing is absolutely ranch.
Now, this is a sub-question just because I'm curious. Do you, like, slather it in ranch, or do you just have ranch on everything?
It depends on the thing. If it's pizza, right. my favorite pizza is it's a place in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's called Boss's Pizza, and they have a pizza called Rancheroni, where they literally replace the pizza sauce with ranch. So there's no red sauce. It's just ranch.
I know where we need to take our next conclave
Sioux Falls,
trip.
South Dakota. Hey, there's actually a great Christian radio station in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Right, I think
what
it's
is it?
Called Effect Radio. I think that's the name of it. And they play, it's just all like, not like heavy metal Christian, but more a little harder Christian.
Yeah,
radio.
Like alternative rock kind
of thing. Yeah. And that's all they play. Yeah. It's pretty good. I found them randomly one year. They have like an affiliate in Hawaii, of all places. And I found out that they were in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Okay, all right, so Blake is next with question number two.
Okay, so first I want you to think of a product, you know, tennis shoes, basketball, like just any kind of product, all right?
Okay.
Do you have something?
Sure.
Okay, now what would be the absolute worst brand name for that product?
What?
Okay, well,
And you need to start with what the product is first.
Yeah, I mean... Oh gosh! see, the problem is that you gave me options like any product in the world, but then you said shoes, and I like absolutely love shoes. Can you make a shoe brand called Callus?
Sure.
Callus?
Yeah, like
you have a callus.
I feel like that would be a terrible. Yeah, like you have calluses on your hands because you play guitar, but like maybe it's a shoe brand called Callus, and it's terrible because they're terrible shoes, and they actually put calluses on your feet and actually don't add support. I don't know. That's a weird question, man.
Okay, all right. We'll negate that one, and
okay,
I'll ask something I really want to ask. All right, you're a musician. What is one genre of music you just absolutely can't stand?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. You guys are in Alabama, so don't judge me too harshly, but most current country, that, like, pop country.
Oh,
yeah,
agree.
Terrible.
Oh,
awful.
Yes,
it's awful.
You are a musician, I agree. That's not real country.
You and I are very similar.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I can't, like, I'm like, I grew up on, like, Alabama,
yeah,
you know?
George
like,
Strait,
like Alabama, George Strait, like Brooks and Dunn, you know, Martina McBride, like I can get behind that stuff, you know, but I can't do this like Florida Georgia Line.
No,
thing.
No, it's terrible.
You sound just like me.
Maybe you're a song.
No.
All right, so now we have an intern because we're awesome like that, Caleb. So his name is Intern Nate, and he's going to ask you question number three.
Intern Nate. That's better. That is better.
I'm throwing on a shirt.
Okay, so my question is, so pick a candy bar, what candy bar describes you the most and why?
Oh, man. I think. Oh man, that's really good. It has to be a candy bar, or can it be candy in general?
Just candy.
It could be
candy in general.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I'm mostly like a combination of like Sour Patch Kids and Everlasting Gobstoppers. I'm like whatever that candy would end up being. So I can be sweet, but I also like. I really, like, I'm okay with confrontation, so I'm afraid to tell you how it is. So I can be a little sour, too. But also, I have a never-ending source of energy. I'm always pretty, like, pretty much on 10, and I'm just a lot, you know? Yeah. That Gobstoppers, like, eventually, like, you just need to bite them, like, and just be done. Like, that's kind of how it tends to be with me. It's like, all right, we've had a lot of Caleb today. Maybe we just, like... Maybe not for a little bit because he's just always on. So yeah, I think that's probably the best way to describe me.
That's a good answer.
That is a good answer.
That's a good answer.
Okay,
he's
good. I like these questions.
He's an ogre. He has layers.
And actually, And actually, that was the hump question, number three.
That was number three.
And that's usually, if you can get past three, it's smooth sailing from there. Caleb, so we only have two more to go. Are we going with...
One of you guys have a question?
Sure. Brandon. Sure. Okay, Brandon has a question for Caleb. Hey. Question number four.
Hey, Caleb. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm so dandy.
So dandy. All right, so I don't know if they've gotten to this or not, but I just have to know.
Is it the big question? Okay, never mind.
Go ahead. Don't do that.
Our producer's getting on to me. All right, do you like college football, sir?
I am neutral. I'm Switzerland about college football.
Oh! Well, that killed my question right there.
All right, you're in Alabama. That's all we care about.
Rome time.
Greg, do you have a question?
That doesn't revolve around college football?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
I was trying to spread the love.
All right, so your question, should you choose to accept it, is if you were a type of T-shirt, or, well, shirt in general, what type of shirt would you be?
Ooh. This is easy. I would definitely be a long sleeve T-shirt, like a long sleeve crew neck T-shirt.
Okay.
Because I feel like I kind of like... I kind of play a lot of different roles in many different situations. So, you know how it's kind of like, especially in the South, like you have those mornings that are kind of like, it's cool, but you know it's going to be warmer later. Yeah. Like you can wear shorts, but you can wear a long sleeve shirt. Like, that's me. But also, like, if you're wanting to layer up, a long sleeve shirt is absolutely the best way to go for your first layer. So it's good in the cold. And then when it's hot, maybe like you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to get sweaty. Like, no problem. Just put on a long-sleeve T-shirt, and you're good to go. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, yeah. I agree.
So that I just play a lot of different roles, wear a lot of different hats, many different scenarios. I'm just kind of a chameleon. Whatever's needed, I'm that. So I think a long-sleeve T-shirt is probably the best answer for that one.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's a good answer. All right, so question number five.
Number five.
This is the most famous question in all of Conclave.
We haven't asked it in a hot minute, but we are willing to bring it back just for you, Caleb with a K.
I'm ready. So ready.
This, would you consider a hot dog a sandwich?
Here we go. There's a lot riding on this. There's a lot riding on this.
Would I consider a hot dog a sandwich?
Caleb, you might get hung up on immediately.
This kind of makes or breaks you. I'm not telling you who says what, but it's all on you.
It's divisive.
Okay, well, here's reality. If some of you in the room think it's one thing and some of you think it's another, this isn't make or break. This is more like...
I think
like,
we're on agreement. I think most... We're pretty united in the room.
Okay.
In the room...
So on one hand, I would say I want to say that it technically is. It's meat in between pieces of bread. But
right?
in the same way, I feel like if my mom said, "What do you want for dinner? Hot dogs or sandwiches?" That would be an appropriate sentence. So like she's not asking if I want sandwiches or sandwiches. So I just feel like they're not interchangeable. I can't say that it's a sandwich. Oh. I can't do
well,
it.
Well, man, you were so close.
Oh, you were going so good there for a while.
But do you see my logic?
I guess we do.
To say that one thing is another. If you would have asked me, do I think that a hot dog is like a sandwich? I would say absolutely.
Ooh, yeah. Oh man.
Well, in this whole debate, nobody's ever thought of that specific. Yeah.
But that's kind of like almost saved. You know, it's like almost.
I just need to know, does People in Songs have a complaint department? Because
send it to no one cares if People in Songs.
There we go.
Conclave Radio is all over social media. Are you on social media?
Oh yeah. Most of the time you can type in, actually just spell it out, Caleb with a K, on social media platforms, and you can find me. But if not, most of my thing is just Caleb Frazier, all one word, almost everything. So absolutely.
Thank you.
This was awesome. What a privilege.
Yeah,
this
was awesome.
Amazing.
Dude, I'm stoked about it. Super fun.
Absolutely. Well, if you're interested in listening to yourself and us on the podcast, you can find us pretty much
on Twitter after it's over. We'll tag you.
And
sounds wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, but you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, anything like that
if you want to hear that. We'll put it on Twitter for you. We'll send
absolutely.
A link to your way on Twitter.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thanks so much, Caleb.
All right,
thank you, Caleb.
Woo!
Thank you, buddy.
Woo! Good luck.
Really nice guys. And, yeah, I hope y'all have a good one.
Yeah, you have a good one at the conference. Yes, sir.
See you
later,
man.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Winterfest.
Oh, man.
Dude, what's the thing out with those guys following? Backstage passes!
And we thought we were international before.
Wow. Aaron needs to get us the hookup. Can we do a Conclave Radio? Oh, wait, y'all aren't going to be there. Oh, I'm going to be there.
Me, Nate, and
Brandon will
Winterfest?
Be there for Winterfest.
I could try to go.
Oh, no, we're full.
We're full.
Oh, cool. I didn't say we had to go with you.
Conclave to go separate.
Wait, when's Winterfest?
March 8th, the weekend that you're speaking at Conclave, sir.
Oh, you're busy. You got work. You got work.
Are you leaving Blake?
I'm leaving Blake. I know, I'm going to be...
Hold on.
Are you leaving Blake in charge?
No. I'm speaking.
That's yet to be determined. Yeah, so Blake's going to do me a solid while I'm at Winterfest. Because if y'all recall, the last time I went to Winterfest last year, we had a guest speaker that night. That was Haley Houston, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, but I was like death. I don't know what, you know, it was... something else, but look, it's 6:15.
This has been an interesting episode. We haven't done 5 random questions in a hot minute.
No, I mean, with Caleb with a K, that was awesome.
That was interesting for sure.
But we have another newbie in the studio with
Correct.
Us right now.
Give it up for Sydney Webster. Welcome
to Conclave Radio, Sydney.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
You're one of Conclave's favorite people. Did you know that?
Oh, what?
Do you know how, like, in your books, there used to be, like, a who's who?
Right.
You would be in the who's who of Conclave's.
There you go.
We took
that
a poll.
That would be a first, so
yes.
That's awesome.
We took a poll of it.
Yes, we were glad you were here.
You would Thank be, and Blake and I wouldn't be, so.
That's exactly
yeah.
right.
That's true.
Yeah. We had all these
You've already outranked
you.
Some of us.
Well, that's super sweet.
We had all these things planned for you, and then you're late. I mean, that's a negative, if I'm being
okay,
honest.
Okay, I came from my new job.
Woo! Good job! Hey,
yep, loading 18-wheelers, y'all. It's so much fun. But I had to go on 65 southbound, and y'all know, if you've ever gone on 65 south during 5 o'clock traffic,
it's not fun.
It was a standstill, so it should have been like a 40-minute drive, ended up being like over an hour.
Yeah.
So.
That was playground.
Every day
I'm pretty sure safe drives. 65 south is the bane of my existence.
So, going into the topic, the actual topic.
A 2 or 3 minute topic, here
right.
we go.
Well, last week, We did talk about commitment and faith.
We did.
And how...
We kind of questioned ourselves about,
yeah.
you know, where is my commitment level at? Is it alive? Is it growing? Or is
uh-huh.
it stale and stagnant and stinky?
Mm-hmm. Right. And so now, starting this week, we are going to start kind of a series on Conclave, Conclave Radio
mm-hmm.
on dating.
Correct.
Because you guys know that tomorrow...
It's Valentine's Day.
Greg, would you like to be my Valentine?
I would love to be your Valentine.
Oh, man.
Don't
you
already
but
have
I can't
a Valentine?
Because I'm already Blake's Valentine.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
This is your phone.
I've missed something.
Greg,
apparently
you didn't see on social media where Darren Jarvis was accusing us of being Valentines with each other because of our... picture from Conclave View last week. You didn't see it?
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm probably...
By the way,
I never saw the final one.
I'm probably going to post it, honestly.
There's a great picture of me and Greg on social media from Conclave View last week, and Darren Jarvis C dug right in there. Again, we'll talk about that on show. But yeah, so we're now in dating week two, and we don't really have enough time to really delve into all that we talked about last week.
Right.
Greg die.
Oof.
But we did talk about dating and dating outside of the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney Webster, maybe we can just get a. You had some good comments that night. Yeah, give the lady the mic and tell us what No, and maybe not even just biblically speaking, but just wise decision wise. What is your thought process as far as the person that when you're looking for someone to date, the pros and cons, or maybe what's the advantages of maybe dating someone that is not a Christian? The advantages of dating someone who is not a Christian.
Different viewpoints is always good. Really getting to hear from someone's perspective when it's not just all biblical. I feel like it's good to speak to someone who doesn't necessarily have the same exact beliefs as you do. However, the disadvantages drown out any advantage there might be to dating a non-believer when you are a born-again Christian. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and when you are walking in the Spirit, and you are also responsible, because when you're dating someone, you're focused on marriage, or at least that's supposed to be the point. So when you're responsible for someone else and involved in their daily life and in their walk as well, you're going to be dragged down by someone who isn't focused on the Lord and who isn't walking in the light of the Spirit.
Right.
It's inevitable. And it's, like I said on our last Conclave View, it's the parable of the ox and the donkey. Like, we're ox plowing the field. We're strong animals. We're the chosen ones, right? So we're plowing this field every single day. Well, eventually this donkey that we're with plowing the field next to us, eventually they are going to get weary. Eventually they're going to give up because they don't have anything sustaining them, not the powerful God that we serve.
Right. And it's
mic's on fire right now.
We need those new mics quick. But there was one thing that I kept hearing that night too, like, you hear so often in a relationship like that, like, oh, I can change them. I can convert them to us. And, I mean, 99% of the time, you know, it's like you said, they're going to drag us down more than we're going to bring them up.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's something that people need to...
The other does happen.
It does. But it's more rare than they understand.
But the biggest thing, I think, in that situation is... you can't change them. They have to be the ones to allow the Lord to come into their heart and be their Lord and Savior.
They must want to.
No one can ever make that decision for you. You have to be the one to step up and have your own faith.
And I think something that I learned from it, because I feel as though I'm pretty black and white on this issue. Yeah. I'm pretty black and white, and Brandon's going to share scripture.
Just one.
But I think one thing that really, that I learned a lot, and some stuff that Greg said. Greg has been, he's been ordered. He's like a mute tonight. I think he has. Anyways, Greg it shouldn't, I don't want people to feel legalistic about it.
Yeah.
And you know, and so, oh man, I'm going to go straight to Hades because I'm dating a non-believer.
Right.
You know, and we don't want to go down that road of making people feel like it's, you know, we don't want to go down the legalism road, right? But we do want to go down the wise decision road. And what is wise for me? I read a book one time called The Greatest Question Ever. And the question is it the wise thing to do? That was the greatest question ever. Is it the wise thing to do? You know, and so I think that needs to be said. We're not talking about, absolutely, not the legalism way. We're not talking about, you know, your shorts have to be 3 inches below your fingertips exactly.
Holiness is the way.
That's right. Or your hair. I mean, thank goodness Cindy has a little bit longer hair, you know. But, no, so it's not about that. You know,
right.
It's about furthering my relationship with the Lord.
That's right.
What's going to help it, what's going to hurt it. Right. Brandon has a scripture for us.
Absolutely. I mean, like, to touch on what Casey said, you know, it says here in 1 Corinthians 15:33, says, do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. So just because you think that, hey, I can change that person, don't let it fool you. Bad things can happen. So just remember that.
All right.
What did Charity Gale say on Friday or maybe Saturday? Hurt people, hurt people.
That's right.
And I was like, woo.
I feel cheated in this episode, even though it was an amazing episode because we had Caleb with a K on it. We didn't get enough Sydney Webster. So, Sydney, we're going to have you back. Like, man, I'm thinking If your schedule allows, maybe next week.
Yeah, if you'll
can
have
we do
me,
next week?
Oh, just don't right. go on 65.
And maybe we'll do five random questions. You want to do five random questions next week?
That sounds
that's
great.
That's a great idea.
Maybe yeah. two or three more Conclave Radios with her. We'll have a full segment exactly. with her.
Yeah, I mean, we got a whole series that she yeah, can do. Right. Might too. As well.
She was preaching.
Yeah. She was she?
In case you tell people how they can connect with us.
Well, absolutely, Clint Johnson. I'll tell you what. Every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Sunday night at 6 o'clock at Metropolitan Church of God, we have Conclave. This week, we will actually not be having Conclave because this Saturday is our winter formal.
Can't wait.
And I can't wait to dress up. I think I'm going to wear pink.
I think yeah. you look great in pink.
Thank you. I think I look great in pink.
Very whimsical.
Thank you. But if you can't make it to that, that's okay. Every Wednesday night at 6:30, we have Conclave. Our discussion is on dating right now. Happy Valentine's Day. And if you can't make it to that, that's okay. Every Sunday at 10 o'clock, Pastor Jason Browning always has something great to say at Metropolitan Church of God. And if you can't make it to that, just follow us on social media. We're all over
social media.
We're on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. What else? Is there one I'm missing?
Instagram.
The Facebook, Instagram. Conclave Radio is on Instagram if you want to give us a like. And it comes to Conclave Radio, iTunes, Spotify, wherever we were. Okay. I'm sorry. If something happens, I zone out.
Squirrel,
yeah. Yeah, thank you, Blake. Sure. iTunes, Spotify, Spreaker, Stitcher, wherever you can listen, please find us and give us a like, a share, a subscribe. And if you're watching on Facebook, give us a like, a share, a subscribe. And we'll love you forever. If you give us 70 cents a day, maybe we can have some decent quality. Maybe we'll go into an hour episode. And maybe we'll have an episode where not everyone is late for once.
Oh. I'm so sorry.
Wow. No, not just you. You're literally not, everyone I'm, except me and Blake.
I was late.
Yeah. It's okay. You're not alone. I just wanted to play that
shots
one.
Fired?
Anyway, I think that wraps it up for a good Valentine's Day episode of
Conclave Radio.
Woohoo!
Rodadball.
Hey, leave Facebook on.
Okay.
Leave awesome. Facebook.
Wow, that's really loud. Facebook.
Okay. Facebook. I want you to know something.
Okay, hold on. We're gonna.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Don't let this summer pass you up. Power it up. In the 5-Hour Energy, power up your summer sweepstakes. You could win one of five amazing experiences. Buy any 5-Hour Energy product, including Cherry Extra Strength. Snap a picture of your receipt and send it in. Because it's about time you had the time of your life. Power up your summer with 5-Hour Energy. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends July 15, 2019. Must be U.S. resident, age 18 years or older to enter. For official rules, visit www.5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.